The Gemara tells us there's an obligation 30 days before Yontif to discuss the halachas of that particular Yontif. So it's interesting that the source for that halacha actually comes on Pesach Sheni. The Gemara comments on the Pesuk in Parshas Ba'alotcha that Moshe Rabbeinu already and Pesach Rishon started to tell Klai Yisrael the halacha of Pesach Sheni. It was already 30 days away, and he was still going through the halacha. So you see from here that there's a halacha to be Sholem V'Darshan Bukhlas HaPesach Kol Pesach Shloshim Yom. So that which we're familiar with, that halacha of Sholem V'Darshan before Pesach Rishon, so the real source of that was actually from Pesach Sheni. It's interesting, because the Machlokes have shown him whether this din of Sholem V'Darshan Bukhlas HaPesach is unique only to Pesach, or whether it applies to the other Yom Tovim as well. So there was some Rishonim, Rashi writes in a few places, that applies to all the Yom Tovim, that before Shavuos you have to learn, before Sukkot, before Shoshana V'Yontif you have to learn, you have to take 30 days before to be involved in the halachas. And other Rishonim seem to say no, that it only applies to Pesach, because Pesach doesn't have that many halachas, it only applies to Pesach, Pesach has so many halachas to it. Rosh Hashanah, how long does it take you to get ready for it? It takes a long time to do tshuva for Rosh Hashanah. But to learn Tekiah Shofar, it's not so complicated. To learn a Chasukah, it's not so complicated. To Choshavuot, how long are the halachas of cheesecakes? It doesn't take so long. So you don't need 30 days before the other Yom Tovim. So that's a machlekes in the Rishonim. So right before Pesach, when I was in Eretz Yisrael for a week, I was walked into some yeshiva for something. Not one of the yeshivas I was going to meet the Bachram. Nothing to do with why you're this particular yeshiva. And I don't know what happened. I was sitting down for a second, and my father-in-law was with me at the time, and he went over to one of the Bachram, and he said, ask this guy, ask him a lot, ask him a question, see if he knows how to learn. So the guy, I don't know who the guy was, the guy didn't know why I was there, so fine. So the guy asked me a question. So his question was, he wanted to know, according to those Rishonim who say that the din of learning Shloshim Yom Karim Achad only applies to Pesach, because there are a lot of halachas, how could the mokar be from Pesach Sheni? There aren't so many halachas about Pesach Sheni. There's nothing in Bikram, Pesach, and finished. So don't you see from the fact that Chazal derived all of the halachas of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad from Pesach Sheni, so you see that it applies even to little Yom Tov from Pesach Sheni. Sukkot has more halachas than Pesach Sheni. So that was his kasha that he asked me. I thought about it for a minute, and I said, I think it depends on 2 days in the Echron, and that would be Pshat Rashi and Chumash and Pashas Baloscha. Rashi writes that on Pesach Sheni, so there's no Isser of Chametz, that the Gemara says, the Eladi Chametz on Pesach Sheni, but it says, Ein it's a Chametz al Imo Bachilasa, but rather the Chametz is together with the Korban Pesach. So what does that mean? So there's Machlokes Achronim what Rashi meant. So some Achronim say, the Rashi means to say, Imo Bachilasa, you can mamish eat Chametz together with your Matz, with your Korban Pesach. You can have a piece of, well, maybe pizza, a part of pizza and a piece of Korban Pesach, mamish together with Basachas on the same table, and that's Heta Gomer and Pesach Sheni. And other Achronim say, no, Ein it's a Chametz Elo Imo Bachilasa. That means, at the time that you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're talking about eating chametz. It's the chametz for those 5 minutes. There's an issue there, of eating chametz at that time. So I said to this bacher, I said, if you hold that there's an issue of chametz, even for a minute on Pesach, that means you have to go to all the chametz. So chametz is a lot of halachas. You have to learn all the chametz. So that tacha makes sense. So then we can understand why you have to have shloshim yom. You got to learn half of the sechem to figure out what is chametz, not chametz. The raisa, the rabbanim, what's real chametz, chametz gom, chametz not chametz gomer. So there is Isurim of Chametz on Pesach Sheni. The whole like the other day in Rashi, that the Taka no Isur Chametz, but Chalal on Pesach Sheni. So the Taka writes, a very, very few halachas about Pesach Sheni. That's what I told this particular halacha. So, yeah, I don't know, he liked it, he was telling his friend, I don't know, there are a whole bunch of guys. Then I walked out and never saw the guys again. So I don't know, that was my contribution to that particular Friday in usual life. Anyway, so this will be the introduction to the
source in Pesach Sheni for
the Gemara in Pesachim Davav HaMabez. The Pesach says in Pashas Dalosha that Moshe Rabbeinu was already teaching them the halachas of Pesach Sheni, even though it was only Pesach Rishon. The people came to ask what to do, so he's giving them a whole shekloli about Pesach Sheni, so it was 30 days before.
But if you're learning about Pesach Sheni, so why send to Pesach Rishon and not anywhere else?
No, so then you have to argue that Pesach Sheni has a lot of halachas. If you hold that there really is an Issur Chametz to Pesach Sheni, that means there are a lot of dinner Pesach Sheni. You have to kashi your kelim, you have to kashi your rabbah to Pesach Sheni, you have to do a lot of things to Pesach Sheni. The same as you would do for Pesach Rishon, whereas Rosh Hashanah doesn't have so many halachas. Anyway, whatever it is, Pesach Sheni for sure does a dinner Shloshim Yom. That's the only case we know for a fact that's a dinner Shloshim Yom before Pesach Sheni. So I thought, it's not quite Shloshim Yom. So in a couple of days, I figured at least we fulfill this din of Sholem V'Darshim. And to make matters better for us, there actually is a particular prat in the Sugya Pesach Sheni that interests us because it has to do with Eretz Yisrael as well. Since all the Shurim this year, we've been trying to keep the theme of Eretz Yisrael. It's just a question of how much creativity we can use to keep on stretching out this theme. So we'll talk a little bit about how Eretz Yisrael plays out in terms of the Korban Pesach Rishon as well as Pesach Sheni. So our sugya begins with a very, very strange story, one of the strangest stories in the Gemara. And the first of the Mamakamas in Pesach Medav Gimel Medeis, The Gemara tells a story. How Aramah, there was once a non-Jew, that was Solach V'yachol Pesachim Yerushalayim. He decided that he's going to go eat Korban Pesach. He went to Yerushalayim and went out and he ate Korban Pesach. So Omar, he was making fun of the Jews. He says, "Ksiv kol benecha lo yochel bo, kol ha'ori lo yochel bo." Aha, the Torah says that a benecha, a non-Jew, is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, and an oral, someone doesn't have rismila, is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. But Anna, hakol achil de b'shufri de shufri. He says, "I'm eating. I've been eating this gavaldik meat. Probably this has gone on for years. I've been eating Korban Pesach from the best of the best, the greatest of the great, even though I'm an oral and the benecha, etc." So Amar Rav Yehuda ben B'seira, Rav Yehuda ben B'seira came to his attention. So he asked this non-Jew the following question: Mika safilach me'alya? Did they feed you from the fatty tail of the animal? Did they really give you when you went to Yerushalayim and you joined up with the Korban Pesach? Did you really get your claiming, your bragging that you ate the best? Did they really give you the most expensive meat? So I'm a little low. So he said, "No, they didn't give me such great meat. They didn't give me from the tail." So he said to them, "Ah, kisalkas lahosav." He said to the non-Jew, "When you go back to Yerushalayim next year, Amalu Safli Ma'alya, insist next year's Korban Pesach, you gotta get Dafka from the tail." So Kisolik Amalu Ma'alya Safli. So he took the advice. The rabbi told him to go ask for the tail. So he went to Yerushalayim and asked for the tail. So Amulay, they said, "Alya Gavoa Salat." He said, "What? The tail? Everybody knows that the tail of the animal goes in the on the Mizbech. That's Chalev. So nobody can eat that." So they said, "Amulay Mad Amalachochi." They started to get suspicious here, this guy. They don't know who he was exactly. He's walking into Yerushalayim, and he's telling them that he wants to eat from the tail of the Korban Pesach. And every Jew knows that you don't eat that. That's treif, that's chela, that goes in the Mizbeach. So they said, "Who told you to do that?" Amru, Rabbi Yehuda ben B'seira. So he said, "No, the rabbi told me this. Rabbi Yehuda ben B'seira told me this." Amru, my haidik, come on. So the Chachamim in Yerushalayim realized there's something fishy going on here. That the Rabbi Yehuda ben B'seira, the Hilik Tana Rabbi Yehuda ben B'seira, is telling this guy to ask for the part of the meat that everybody knows you're not allowed to eat. So Batku, they did a little bit of research. Batku Basre, they looked into the matter. Vyashkichu, they're a mode. And they realized that he was talking not Jewish. The Katluhu. So they killed him. So what did they kill him for? I mean, he did an aveir, okay. So he ate from the carbon that he's not allowed to eat. That's not from the Shev Mitzvah. So why did they kill him? It's a very strange Gemara. So the Maritz Chayas in the back of the Gemara says he thinks the reason why they killed him was for the following reason, that he claims the star that this story took place after the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed. I don't need dates of the Messiah, the whole question exactly when the story took place. So he claims that it happened after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It was after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, who's bringing a Korban Pesach? So he says, no, that there was a practice that apparently for a few years after the Korban, so people would sneak into Yerushalayim and they would bring a Korban Pesach right under the nose of the Roman guards. So this practice was going on, he claims, for a couple of years. He has other rites, others suggest the same idea also. So he says, that's what was going on. So then they realized that he was an outsider. They realized he was a non-Jew. He was a Roman. So they figured, hey, wait a second. How is he going to get us into trouble? We just made a fool out of him. So he's going to go take nekama on us. He's going to go snitching us to the Romans that we were machav Korban Pesach against the law. It was against the Roman law to bring karbonos after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So they were afraid he's going to be a roidek. The Romans going to come and they're going to kill them. So they killed him b'taras roidek. That's what the Maharis Chaya says. It's fascinating. Again, interesting historical understanding what's going on. But whatever, that's part of the story. It's not real.
We know that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed,
there are some indications of that. There are, I don't know if we have any outside sources of this, but there are some possibilities. But to build a Mizbeach is very fast. You can build a makeshift Mizbeach in a minute. You
don't, can you do that?
Yeah.
Harabai?
Yeah, yeah. If you
go to Harabai?
Well, first of all, it was Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Dochatuma. So even if there was something, they would be able to. And the Gemara says explicitly that after the Beis Hamikdash, they still had Efer Paraduma for a few generations. Even by the days of Rabbi Ben Hanasi, 100 years later, they still had Efer Paraduma. It was left over from the leftover. So
they didn't mark with a new one.
No, they didn't need to be marked with a new one. If you have ashes left over from the old one, so you just sprinkle it on the person.
Able to do
Possible. So anyway, so the end of the story is Shalom Rabbi Ben Misera. So the Chacham in Yerushalayim sent a message to Rabbi Ben Misera. Shalom Lach Rabbi Ben Misera. Shalom Lachem Dir Rabbi Ben Misera. The Atin Itzivin Mitzudasech Prusa Yerushalayim. Even though he lived far away from Yerushalayim, he lived in Itzivin. They said to him that your trap is set even in Yerushalayim. You were able to help us out in Yerushalayim, even though you didn't come obviously to offer this Korban Pesach. So. Oh, so that's what we're talking about. Oh, that's exactly what we're talking about. So there is an obvious question. There are a lot of questions in this Gemara, but we're going to only talk about the one that's relevant for us. The obvious question is that what was exactly was Rabbi Yehuda ben B'seira doing in Itzivin why wasn't he in Yerushalayim like everybody else was? If this was Erev Pesach, they were offering a Korban Pesach, what do you expect that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, the Gadol Hador, one of the Gadol Hador, would be in Yerushalayim offering a Korban Pesach, not in the Tzivim, which is apparently quite a distance away? So according to the Maariv Chayes, the answer is obvious, that this was a very, very risky Korban Pesach. Not everyone was bringing this Korban Pesach. This was, you had to be in good shape to be able to bring this Korban Pesach. You had to be able to run away from the Roman guards. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah was an older man. He was a Rosh Shiva. He was the Gadol Hador already at this time. So perhaps it was too dangerous for him to go and bring this Korban Pesach under the eyes of the Roman. Okay, that's again a historical answer. But the Baalei HaTosfos didn't give this answer. The Baalei HaTosfos were bothered with this kash and they gave a totally different answer. So somehow the toes got chopped off in my Mekomo. So it was part of the Mishnah Melech. So I'll say about that. So comes the Tosfos in Pesach with Avgilam and Beis and asks, what's going on? How come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah himself didn't show up for Korban Pesach? So Tosfos quotes a Gemara that appears in the second of the Maariv Tomos. It's a Gemara in Pesachim Dav Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Ami, Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Karka Ol LeRegel, V'She'ein Lo Karka Ein Ol LeRegel. If a person owns Karka in Eretz Yisrael, then he has to perform the mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel, visiting the Beis Hamikdash and Yom Tov. A person who doesn't own land in Eretz Yisrael is not obligated in Aliyah LeRegel. How in the world did Rabbi Ami know this? So he is commenting on a pasuk that appears in Parashat Kisisa. The Torah says, "V'lo yachmar ish es artzucha ba'alos choleros b'nei Hashem lekecha." That the Torah is saying that don't worry about coming to Yerushalayim. A person is going to be nervous. I'm afraid to close up my field and go up to Yerushalayim for 2 weeks. But who knows? I'll come back. Someone's going to steal my land. So the Torah says, "Don't worry about it." Kadosh Baruch Hu promises you, "V'lo yachmar ish es artzucha." No one's going to take away your field when you go up to Aliyah LeRegel. So comes with the Amud of the Drasha and says, since the Torah draws this illustration of a guy leaving his field, leaving his property in Eretz Yisrael, and going up to Yerushalayim, you see from here that only such a person is chayav in Aliyah LeRegel. A person who doesn't have a share in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't own karak in Eretz Yisrael, is not obligated in the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. That's what Rabbi Ami says. Rabbi Ami says not everyone even agrees to that statement of Rabbi Ami, but let's assume for a moment that we pass like that statement. So it comes Tosus with an unbelievable chiddush. Tosus says that just as someone who doesn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael is potter from Aliyah LeRegel, like Zeres HaKosov, so that carries over to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach as well. There are certain similarities between the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. This is on Yom Tov, that's on Yom Tov. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring a Korban, certain similarities. So maybe we have a right to compare the two. Just as Aliyah LeRegel, so the person who doesn't have karka is potter, so too the person who doesn't have karka is potter from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach as well. So says Tosus, let's guess that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah lived in Nitzivim. So he didn't even live in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos points out from other Makoros that Nitzivim in fact was not part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah lived in Nitzivim. He didn't own any land in Eretz Yisrael. So the man, he was part of the Korban Pesach. That's why he didn't show up. That's what Tosfos says. So this Tosfos is really a tremendous chiddush, because it's a chiddush enough what Rabbi Ami told us, that someone who doesn't own karak is potter from Aliyah LeRegel, but that already is the pasuk, that already is the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't say a word about comparing that, extrapolating from Aliyah LeRegel to Korban Pesach. So whereas Tosfos assume that the two are equal, it would appear from the Rambam that that is not the case. The Rambam in the third of the Maariv Tomos, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam tells us, Mitzvahs essay lishchor es ha-pesach ba-abos al-chadish nisan ha-chatzos. There's a mitzvah to shechit ha-korban pesach yef ha-chatzos. Ve'ein shochten elemen ha-kvasu min ha-izim ul-vaad zocha ben shana. V'yech ra-ish ha-chiyam ha-mitzvah zu. So the Rambam introduces the mitzvah by saying that everyone's chayav, all Jews are chayav in this mitzvah. Man's chayav in this mitzvah. Woman's chayav in this mitzvah. Everybody's chayav in the mitzvah to offer a korban pesach. The Gemara has a shayla in the Edom HaSechus Tzachim whether this carries over to Pesach Sheni also. If a man missed Pesach Rishon, then he brings Pesach Sheni. Whether a woman also is true, that's a discussion in the Gemara. But the basic mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Rambam paskens that men and women are both equally chayav min. The Rambam, when he introduces the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, he doesn't tell you who's potter from the mitzvah. The answer is nobody's potter from the mitzvah. All Jews are chayav in this mitzvah. If the Rambam held like Tosfos, that quirk, that if a guy doesn't own Karka in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rambam should have told it in some way. He should have said, the Rambam doesn't say boo, doesn't say a word about not owning Karka, being a potter from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So it would appear that the Rambam's opinion was that maybe it's a ptur from Aliyah LeRegel, maybe Rabbi Yami's right, maybe he's not right, but Korban Pesach, we ain't little lechadish, didim deraisa neasmeinu, to say that such a person is going to be a potter. Oh, so that's a problem, because the Rambam happens to not quote it for Aliyah LeRegel either. That happens to be a and they call it a small problem, a big problem. The Rambam doesn't quote Rabbi Yami Bechlal, but we'll see as we go on why that's perhaps the case. So at least vis-a-vis Korban Pesach, it would appear that we have a machlokes Rishonim on our hands. We have Tosfos who's saying this very, very mechudesh tikkun pshat in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that he didn't come a lila revel because he didn't own karak in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam, who clearly doesn't quote this when he introduces the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. Oh, okay, so we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get out of a minute, but hopefully by the end of the shiur we'll get to that, about the why, whether that should play a role, whether that's a poter, derech l'choko, or whether that means a punk, a person by accident ended up in a derech l'choko. Is there anything wrong with remaining in derech l'choko? We're going to have to get to a little bit later. So there is a basic problem that all the Acharonim ask on the Shita Satosis. Besides the tremendous chiddush that doesn't appear in the Gemara, it seems to fly in the face of another sugya that appears in the fourth of the Ramakamos. That's the Gemara Masech HaShabbos, Nafkuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. The Gemara is discussing a famous machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about mitzvos which are docha Shabbos. Let's see, one example of a mitzvah that's docha Shabbos is Mila. Mila on the eighth day is docha Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva's position is that only the Mila itself is docha Shabbos. The actual cutting off the oil is docha Shabbos. Anything else, what's called machshire Mila, say the mild driving, making a knife, things like that, those are not docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the Eliezer says, everything is docha Shabbos. Whatever is necessary is docha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to buy. A guy lives out of town, he's got to schlep to bring in a mile to stay over Shabbos, to stay over Yontif. No, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the mile could drive on Shabbos, the mile could fly on Shabbos, as long as he comes to the Tzorech HaBris, that's fine. Everything's mutter, machshir, and everything is mutter. So we happen not to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that you're allowed to do machshir and mitzvah on Shabbos, is not only true for Mila, it's true for a whole bunch of other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara lists off the mitzvahs. The Gemara says, let's say machshir a sukkah. The guy realizes, comes the first night of Sukkot, and it's either Friday night or even a regular Stam Yom Tov night. He realizes he doesn't have a sukkah. He forgot to build a sukkah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, tough luck. So you don't have a sukkah, you don't have a sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem, you can build a sukkah now. Rabbi Eliezer says that machshirin sukkah are also deicha Shabbos. And it's a whole complicated drasha. Just as machshirin mila deicha Shabbos, again, we don't pass it like this, but just as machshirin mila deicha Shabbos, machshirin sukkah deicha Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, what about machshirin lulav? I forgot to chop the lulav off the tree. So good, you can take the lulav off on Shabbos also. Again, minatari, you take lulav on Shabbos. Then the Gemara goes through other mitzvahs. Let's say a guy forgot to make his matzah. The first night of Pesach happens to be Friday night. He forgot to make matzah. He can make matzah, everything, you can do whatever you want. But all the mitzvahs, all the machshirah mitzvahs are derech Shabbos. So the Gemara says, even Rabbi Eliezer says that there are certain mitzvahs where you don't say that svara. Which mitzvahs do you not say that svara? So the Gemara says in the 14th Ram Nekoimus in Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph and Shabbos, let's say a guy realizes Shabbos morning he doesn't have tzitzis. He has a four-corner bag with no strings. So he decides, good, it's the goodest time as any to make tzitzis. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that should be mutter. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can make a shofar, you can make a lulav, you can make a sukkah, you can make your masas, you can make a mila. You should be able to make tzitzis also. Or a guy realizes he doesn't have mezuzah, so he starts writing his mezuzah and he's banging on the mezuzah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. If he either makes tzitzis or he makes a mezuzah on Shabbos, He's chayev mishum chilul Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. There's no hetter whatsoever, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara tries to figure out, my time, what's the reason? If Rabbi Eliezer has this very, very unique sheet that all the machshirim and mitzvah are doicha Shabbos, so my high, manishtana, that tzitzis and mezuzah are different. The Gemara, the whole pilpul back and forth, what the difference is. And finally, the Gemara concludes in the last, third line, El Amr of Nacham, Amr of Yitzchak, B'tem Rav Hunabed of Yeshua, whole of Yadal HaFkiran. The mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of mezuzah are different than sukkah, lulav, shayif, amila, etc. In the sense that all those other mitzvahs, your mom is stuck with. You have to shake a lulav today. You have to blow shofar today. You have to eat matzah today. You have no choice. There's no way to get around those mitzvahs. The mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of mezuzah, you can get around the mitzvah. How do you get around the mitzvah? If you maskir the beged, you only chayv in tzitzis. If you own the beged, or if you maskir your house, you only chayv in mezuzah. If you own the house. So since there's a way to circumvent the mitzvah, there's a way to get you to chop away around the mitzvah, so Rabbi Eliezer admits that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for those kinds of mitzvahs. You're only allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a mitzvah that you have no choice. But a mitzvah you can somehow finagle a way around, so you have no right to be mechal Shabbos to fulfill such a mitzvah. We'd rather be mafkid the tzitzis, be mafkid the beggar, be mafkid the house, and you won't be mechal Shabbos. That's what the Gemara concludes. So you see a yisoid from Rabbi Eliezer. We happen not to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin none of these mitzvahs are derech Shabbos. Mila is the exception to the rule, and only mila itself and nothing else. So the whole this whole discussion is moot according to the Chachamim. But
so if it says home, the other lachkiran, he can wear that palace without tzitzis.
Yeah, he should just be masked. That's not his. As long as it's not his, then he can wear it. Right. So Yesia Yesod from Rabbi Eliezer, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer on the details, but the Yesod is still true, even according to us. That the only time that the Torah permits you to be Mechal Shabbos, to perform a mitzvah, is if you're stuck with that mitzvah. It means there's no way to get around doing that mitzvah. It's such a mitzvah that's sitting on top of you that there's no way to circumvent doing that mitzvah. Then and only then, sometimes, the Torah will let you be Mechal Shabbos. That's the Yesod from the Gemara. Whether Rabbi Eliezer is right in the details is a different story, but the Yesod of Rabbi Eliezer is definitely correct. So come all the Achronim and bottom of the Kasha. We all know that Korban Pesach is Derech HaShabbos. And if Pesach falls out, Yudal Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so everybody knows, the last year we had Pesach falls to Shabbos, so Kamaseh B'chol Kach Maseh B'Shabbos, you offer the Korban Pesach, the Din D'Araisa, Korban Pesach is Derech HaShabbos. So Frek the Achronim, why is Korban Pesach Derech HaShabbos? Hol v'yodol hafkir kako b'yaretz Yisrael. If you hold like Tosfos is right, that the only time you chayv in Korban Pesach is if you own Tark in Eretz Yisrael, so when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what do you have to bring the Korban Pesach for? Be mafkid the land in Eretz Yisrael. You're mafkid the land in Eretz Yisrael. So immediately, you won't be chayv in Korban Pesach. So you see from Rabbi Eliezer, you see from the Sugyan Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, that the ability to be mafkir the house, the ability to be mafkir the beged, requires that you're not mechal Shabbos. It's better to be mafkir than to be mechal Shabbos. So too over here, when it comes to Korban Pesach, if you hold like the Rambam that every Jew is chayav in Korban Pesach, you're stuck, there's no way to get out of the chiyuv, okay, so then it has to be the chashav, the show must go on. But if Tosfos in Daf Gimel and Pesachim is right, that it's Evshel Ahavka Kako, so be mafka the Kark, and then you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos, that's the kasha that all the Achronim are bothered with. So there are two fundamentally different approaches to this kasha. So there's one answer that's suggested by the Chassam Sofer, which is You have to call Torah Kula in your fingertips to be able to figure out this answer. So comes the Chassam Sofer, he looks us straight in the face, and he says, Inochinami, he says, you're taka right. That you saw, that question that you just asked, is taka gavalik akasha, that if you really hold that whole of Yadlach Kiro is correct, so then the conclusion has to be, the kali of that statement has to be, the Korban Pesach is not Dech HaShabbos. What do you mean Korban Pesach is not Dech HaShabbos? Everybody knows Korban Pesach is Dech HaShabbos, not so simple. The Gemara in the beginning of the sixth Baruch of Pesachim, if you remember, we spoke about this, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken. So the Gemara tells us a famous story that when Hillel came to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Bayasheni, so there was a whole suffix. They couldn't remember whether Korban Pesach was Dech HaShabbos or not. Nobody could remember whether Korban Pesach was Dech HaShabbos. So Hillel finally convinced everybody that, in fact, Korban Pesach was Dech HaShabbos. What do you mean they didn't remember? It doesn't happen that often. Even the way our calendar is set, if you know, the next time is in 10 years or something. You can go 15 years without it. We had recently, we got two within the last like 5 years. We can go a long time without it. So Taka, no one remembers. What happened 15 years? I can't remember. They broke our base. Didn't remember what was going on. So they didn't remember. So Hillel was Mechadish. Hillel re-brought back the Messiah. He showed them the Gzeh Rishavah, the Drush, the whole story in the Sikh Parashat of Pesachim. But there was somebody who apparently disagreed with Hillel. Who was the person? Who was the Batlukt of Hillel? Who was the person who was misupok whether Korban Pesach was Dech HaShabbos or not? So this is where you have to have the Bekiyos of Chassam Sofer. So the Gemara says it was the Bnei B'Seira. It was Ma'isim of Bnei B'Seira. They were the ones who were running the show in Yerushalayim before Hillel came. And they were the ones who weren't sure that Korban Pesach was Dech HaShabbos. Who were the Bnei B'Seira? So there were two people who were the Bnei B'Seira. One was a man by the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben B'Seira. And the other was a man by the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira. They were two brothers. So Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira was Lut Tano, one of the two Tanoim, who held that not so poshut, the Korban Pesach is taka not Dech HaShabbos. So comes the Chassam Sofer and says, oh, who's the person in Tzachim Daf Gimel who didn't go bring the Korban Pesach in his later years? Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira. Why? Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira was Lashitasai. Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira was of the opinion that Korban Pesach is taka not Dech HaShabbos. You know why it's not Dech HaShabbos? Because it's taka whole of the other Lach Kirun. So if it's whole of the other Lach Kirun, i.e. it can be Baski a land in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Shayat that it should be Dech HaShabbos. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira, it's not Dech HaShabbos, but we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira. We paskin that Korban Pesach is Dech HaShabbos. So we, you paskin that Korban Pesach is not Dech HaShabbos, so we hold that Hov Yadav Kiyun is not a good Svara, because we hold that Yitzhak HaChayit even without land in Eretz Yisrael. This is like a Charifa Stikol L'Shitoso, this is what they say, like a Hungarian Mahalach, you know, the Hungarian Yeshiva, I'm sorry, it's from Freshberg. This is the Hungarian Derech Halima. You make a Lashitasa or a Rabbi Yehuda ben B'Seira with a Bnei B'Seira, you have to have a lot of Bekiyas to make this kind of Lashitasa. So the more Litvashim Mahalach, the more Yeshivashim Mahalach to this question runs a little bit different. It runs as follows. That his klal of whole of the Adolaf Kiran only appears in the Gemara in two cases. It appears concerning the Talis, and it appears concerning the Bayis vis-a-vis Mezuzah. So we want to extrapolate from that cloud, whole of the Adolaf Kiran, Legabe Karak and Eretz Yisrael. So there's a tremendous distinction between the two. In the case of the Talis, in the case of the Bayis, so what's the Mechayiv of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis? The Mechayiv of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is the Beged. You have a Beged, so the Beged is Mechayiv in Tzitzis. Well, what's the Mechayiv of Mezuzah? Mezuzah is not a Mechayiv of Gavra, Mezuzah is a Mechayiv of Sabayis. Haraya, if a person's homeless, so he's not Mechayiv of Mezuzah. So you don't have a Mezuzah. If you don't have a home, you're not Mechayiv of Mezuzah. A guy doesn't have a four-cornered bed, he's not Mechayiv in Tzitzis. So it's the Beged creates the Chiyav. That's the Goyim of the Chiyav. Or the Bayis is Goyim the Chiyav. That's what the Gemara says. If you could undermine that chiyuv, if you could remove the mechayev, so then what right do you have to be derech Shabbos? You could undermine the entire mitzvah. Hakol, niko, kol. You can remove the entire chiyuv. There's no chiyuv meikara. So then what right do you have to be derech Shabbos? Derech Shabbos is the last resort. Nebuch, you're stuck. What can you do? You have no way. You have to blow shofar. There's no shofar. You have to mechal Shabbos. There's no knife. You need a knife to be mal the baby. What are you going to do? So whenever the chiyuv is there and you have no choice, there's no way to remove the chiyuv, you're stuck. You have to be mechal Shabbos. But if the chiyuv can be removed, then you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But the karak and eretz Yisrael, when Tulsa says that only karak and eretz Yisrael is necessary to be chayiv in korban Pesach, that means the mechayiv of korban Pesach is only land and eretz Yisrael. That's not what Tulsa means. The mechayiv of bringing a korban Pesach is you're Jewish. That's why you're mechayiv to bring a korban Pesach. You left the tzayim, your dalat nisan comes, or your dalat ear, whatever Pesach chishim Pesach sheni. That's the mechayiv of bringing a korban Pesach. There's a quirk, there's a tonight, there's a condition that if you don't own karak and eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah gives you a freebie. That's a poker from the mitzvah. So you don't say hold the Adolaf Kiran, that holo that I can be master my land in eretz Yisrael, therefore I won't bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. You're mechuyav to bring the Korban Pesach no matter what. You know, every Jew is mechuyav, echad ish is mechuyav to bring Korban Pesach. There's a condition, a quirk, Yachar Maisa, the Torah says, you only do it l'maisa if you have karak and eretz Yisrael. So the ability to be mafki, a karak and eretz Yisrael, that's not going to affect whether you bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But you have to bring the Korban Pesach, and if it's Bercha Shabbos, it's Bercha Shabbos. So the real difference between the whole of the Adolaf Kiran of Shabbos and Korban Pesach is that in one case, the Hefker addresses the very Etzem Achiyuv, whereas in the other case, the whole of the Adolaf Kiran addresses some tangential, some external aspect of the mitzvah, which is not the Etzem Achiyuv. So whether you like Hungarian style learning, like Lithuanian style learning, whatever it is, the bottom line is that Taisa said what they said. The Maisa Taisa said that at least Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't go to bring a Korban Pesach because he didn't have karak in Eretz Yisrael. Then Taisa says, not so much that he didn't have karak in Eretz Yisrael, but Taisa says the fact that he lived in Chutzlaret. So just the fact that he lived in Chutzlaret, he's potter from Korban Pesach. So all the Echvarim jump and Taisa, where did he get that from? Living in Chutzlaret is a potter from Korban Pesach? He says, Mehecha Taisa. Who says that's a potter from Aliyah L'Regel? Tosfos is building on Aliyah L'Regel. If you potter from Aliyah L'Regel, so Tosfos says you potter from Korban Pesach. Who says you live in Chutzlaret, that's a potter? Get in a plane and go do Aliyah L'Regel. Get in a plane and go bring Korban Pesach. What kind of potter is that? So the Tosfos, the Mishnah Melech, and Anet Raman, Perk Apalach, Alper, who's Korban Pesach, says that Divya Tosfos b'chilosim yasofon tzichemiyun. He says he doesn't know what Tosfos is talking about. He doesn't know why Eino Kark is a potter. He doesn't know why living in Chutzlaret is a potter. So the Nedib Yehuda, and in his parish on Maseches Pesachim, Nevi Yehuda wrote two famous farm. One was the Tshuvas Nevi Yehuda, and the other was the Tzlach. So the Nevi Yehuda was named after his father, whose name was Yehuda, and the Tzlach was the Rosh HaTevis for Tzion Nefesh Chaya. His mother's name was Chaya. So he wrote a sefer, the Zikaron for his mother, so he wrote a parish on 20 Maseches and Shas, the sefer Zikaron. So the Nevi Yehuda in his sefer Tzlach suggest a whole new understanding of this Tosfos. Mechilav Yatzofen. So Tachav Rishon Ochs, right. Divrei HaTosfos, that Tzrichim Iyam Mechilav Yatzofen. So comes the Nedivim and says, we misunderstood the entire Tosfos. Tosfos started out by asking, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda show up on Erev Pesach? What was he doing in Etzivan? Why didn't he come to Yerushalayim, where he belonged? So we thought that the question of Tosfos was, why didn't he come to bring Korban Pesach? So says the Nedivim, that wasn't the Kasha. He wasn't mechuyav in Korban Pesach. As Dr. Weinberger said, you know why he wasn't mechuyav in Korban Pesach? It's because he was b'derech rechoka. He was more than 15 mil away, or more than outside the Azar, whatever the shiur for derech rechoka is. He was b'derech rechoka. He was hundreds of thousands of miles away from Yerushalayim. That's why he didn't bring the Korban Pesach. The tour of derech rechoka, this week's din, the din of Pesach Sheni, the Torah says if a guy's b'derech rechoka, so he's potter from bringing Korban Pesach, he should come, he should show up at Pesach Sheni. So says in Rebbe Yehuda, he was potter. What do you want from him? That's the Gzeirah Tekos from Tur of Derech HaChayitza. That wasn't even Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha was, why didn't he come al Talil Regel? That was the problem of Tosis. He had the wrong Kasha, he got the wrong mitzvah. Why didn't he come al Talil Regel? Alil Regel, so you got to do Alil Regel. The Torah says, there's no Tur of Derech HaChayitza for Alil Regel, otherwise, there's never mitzvah Alil Regel. Alil Regel means, when you're far away, you're wherever you are, you pack your bags and come Alil Regel. So there's no Tur of Derech HaChayitza. So that's the Tosfos. Yes, say, wait a second. Why didn't he bother coming for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? To which Tosfos answered, he was potter from Aliyah L'Regel. You know why? Because of Rabbi Yami. He didn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you want to take it up with Rabbi Yami? Argue with Rabbi Yami. But Rabbi Yami said, there's a Gemara documented that says that if you don't have karka in Eretz Yisrael, you're potter from Aliyah L'Regel. So that explains why he didn't come Aliyah L'Regel. And then Tosfos had a second chiddush that, well, he lived in Chutzlar, so maybe he lived in Chutzlar. That's a ptur from Aliyah L'Regel also, maybe. But the punchline in Eretz Yehuda is that Tosfos wasn't even raising the issue of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was obviously his part because he was Bederech HaChayka. So many of the Acharayim disagreed, and the Chaschinuch and others jump on this night Yehuda and they said, wait a second, that's what Derech HaChayka means? You read Parshas Balosha. So this week's Inyan, in terms of Pesach sharing, the Torah says, if you're Bederech HaChayka, so you're part from reading the Korban Pesach. That means a guy has the right to make the following cheshbon. I'm sitting now in Tinek, and it's going to be Erev Pesach tomorrow, so I'm allowed to sit and twiddle my thumbs and bederech hachokah and enough to bother coming. That's not true, says Michas Chinuch. You got to get on a plane and get yourself over to Yerushalayim as fast as possible. Says the Michas Chinuch, he says, if a guy doesn't have a pair of tefillin, so he sits around and twiddles his thumbs, sorry, no tefillin, so I don't put on tefillin, you better get moving, go find yourself a pair of tefillin. So a person has a chiyuv to do whatever he can, to do every mitzvah that he can. So says the Chassidim, of course he's got to get in a plane, of course he's got to go. What does Derech HaChayka mean? Derech HaChayka means he tried and it didn't happen. Lamaisa, he never made it. Something got stuck, whatever, his plane got delayed. Lamaisa, come to Erev Pesach, and he's still with Derech HaChayka. So that never, what can he do? He throws his hands up, he's potter from Pesach, he shouldn't bring Pesach Sheni. But says the Chassidim, Chalila, that you're going to fall, Derech HaChayka is like a Chachila. Derech HaChayka means you're the girl of the door, read the Vesavis, I live 100 miles away, I don't have to bother traveling. Of course you have to come for Korban Pesach. So the Chassidim says it's impossible to learn the Nerdi Yehuda's Pshat. That's what Tosfos was bothered with. Tosfos was bothered, like we thought Tosfos was bothered with the Korban Pesach. Then you talk a stuff with the Chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that someone who doesn't know Tarka and Eretz Yisrael or the Chutzlars, all these stories, is spotted from Korban Pesach. So again, there are two fundamentally different ways to reap shot in this Tosfos. The Gemara appears to be saying that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't show up. That seems to be clear from the Gemara. He didn't show up. So why didn't he show up? So conventional wisdom of Tosfos Kasha is he should have showed up to be Yotzei Korban Pesach. To which Tosfos answered these chedushim terutzim, and no, you don't unkarkei, you live in chutzlars, you don't have to bring Korban Pesach. It's very, very strange. You've got to work out all the details as we try to work out a little bit. If you go to Ruth and Yehuda, that there was never a question from Korban Pesach, because that is Peshul Potter, then the Tosfos reads much smoother. The only thing is, you're left with this tremendous new understanding of Derech HaChayka. Derech HaChayka is Mamash HaMafir. Derech HaChayka is not an honest Rechman Apatri type of Torah, it's Mamash HaMafir. Unless you happen to be standing in the base of Mikdash, you don't have to bring Korban Pesach. So the Mechas Chinuch asks, if that's the case, so then it's absurd, he says, how many people ever brought Korban Pesach then? Derech HaChayka, we paskin, means outside the Azara. You don't even have to be so far. If you're 1 foot out of the Azara, that's called Derech HaChayka. So says the Mechas Chinuch, why did anybody ever come to the base of Mikdash for? Why bother bringing Korban Pesach? Why did anybody bother? Everyone's a Derech HaChayka. And we know that's not true. We know the Mishnayos tell us that, well, thousands and thousands, the Gemara tells them, Sachem, they took a census once, there was hundreds of thousands of Jews who were bringing Korban Pesach. So why did everybody bother coming to bring Korban Pesach? Why did the Pesukim and Novi Melochim and tell us about the wonderful events that they were bringing Korban Pesach and the very young described the Korban Pesach and Chizkiyo and Yoshio and all these wonderful things? Why did anybody bother bringing Korban Pesach? They should have stayed home. They were all potter. So the answer is, there's no such thing. That Derech HaChayka is an answer to the fact. If you get stuck and you didn't make it, and then you're potter. Of course, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is mechayev everybody to come. So Yehuda may have solved the dilemma of Tosfos, but he opened up a much greater dilemma in terms of our understanding of Korban Pesach. So hopefully we'll see. Maybe about a mikdash, so we'll figure out how to bring the Korban Pesach up.